Fam now has just turned into a sad old river, and it was a river that had great potential years ago and was great for wildlife and shooting and game fishing and everything. Now it's got to the stage now because of the fishery regulations that no one, if you go down to fish, you're not allowed to take one fish home with you. Yet in all the sister river in the morn, you're allowed to take at least one fish home. And nobody has stocked this river for years.
As you say, there are differences between the Finn and the Mourne. There are, of course, also jurisdictional differences with much of the Mourne within Northern Ireland. Is it time, perhaps, for a cross-border approach to this?
Absolutely. And as we know now, there will be new structural funds starting late 2014, going on to 2020. Cross-border structural funds, we also have the leader. So there's a great opportunity to come there. A lot of people would remember that there was some controversy some years ago where the council tried to reactivate and kind of coordinate all the fishing rivers in the county, but that fell to the wayside. There's an awful lot of disputes. I think the idea and the principle was good, and I think something we could start now is the county council would lead out on it and perhaps attract European funding and work with the landowners, the fishermen, the fishing clubs and everybody together and try and restore this once great river. It's just turned into a sad old river, and certainly for someone like myself that lives along it and a lot of other people, we would like to see something. We'd like to see it restored to its greatness.